Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Delmarte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. In my last comment, I spoke about the American spirit from a book I had read, written by Ed Follner, president of the Heritage Foundation. What the American spirit brought to this country was the great American dream that we can all have. The annual report for the Heritage Foundation that came out this year was about saving the economy and saving the American dream. The American dream is an America where we have freedom, opportunity, prosperity, and where a civil society flourishes. That report talked about the year 2011 and the ballooning national debt and constant enactment of new regulations that affect businesses. Heritage mapped out a clear vision for America's future, and that is what we want, is a nation where hard work is rewarded, not punished, where our children and grandchildren are free of crushing national debt, and where a social safety net protects the weakest among us. The proposal in Saving the American Dream is a plan to fix the debt, cut spending, and restore prosperity. The plan eliminates today's federal tax code, replacing it with a new flat tax. It sharply downsizes government, leaves patients rather than the bureaucrats in control of their health care decisions, and fully funds our national defense. It balances the nation's budget within a decade and keeps it balanced and starts paying down the national debt. Saving the American dream serves the high moral purpose, but without reform, future generations will be impoverished by a crushing public debt and punitive tax rates. We must preserve that American dream. The Founding Fathers had this dream, which was a nation founded not on raw power, but on eternal principles, being that all men are created equal, that they are endowed with God-given, unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Today, that dream is in danger. Government has expanded its power, and mushrooming entitlements are driving Americans down the path to economic ruin. To give you an example, the Department of Agriculture has come out with a statement that they are proud of the 46 million people who are now receiving food stamps in the United States. The Department of Fish and Wildlife, which is also a part of the Department of Agriculture, says that when you're in the forest, do not feed the animals, as they will become dependent upon that food and will not be able to gather food on their own. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that these last 4 years under our current administration have further burdened our nation and subjected our children and grandchildren to a life where they may not be able to follow the American dream? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.